catch up on all the Anaheim Ducks action in just 10 minutes or less, right here on Ducks Rewind.
Welcome back to another edition of Ducks Rewind. On Wednesday, the Ducks played host to the Washington Capitals for the second matchup between the two clubs in 7 days. On February 23rd in D.C., the Ducks outlasted the Caps, collecting 2 points in a 4-2 win. In the first period on Wednesday, it was Washington who jumped out to a 1-0 lead nearly 9 minutes into the game.
They get it now. Fiervari back out high to McElrath on the right wing side. Out in front, they score! Back door! Fiervari scores the goal. It'll be his fifth of the year, and Washington jumps on top first, 1-0.
4 minutes after the Caps' first tally, Troy Terry drew the Ducks even.
Quite a line, huh? Ovechkin, Kuznetsov, and Tom Wilson. Heard those names for a number of years. Here comes Terry, moving in, a shot, he scores! Troy Terry sniffed it by Kemper. Boy, did he have some mustard on that shot. The tying goal to make it 1-1 at 6:59 to play in the opening frame.
Terry's 17th goal, his fourth goal in as many games since returning to the Ducks lineup following an injury. 1-1 was the score after a period of play. No goals were scored in the middle frame as John Gibson and Darcy Kemper stood tall in net, including 17 saves in the period from Gibson. In the final 20 minutes of action, Washington took their second lead of the night just 8 seconds into the third.
Puck is thrown into the Anaheim zone. Van Riemsdyk in front, they score! Tom Wilson was all by himself. Van Riemsdyk fired the puck to him from the corner. And Washington scores the go-ahead goal 8 seconds into the third period.
Tom Wilson's tally tied the Washington Capitals' record for fourth fastest goal to begin a period in franchise history, the second time Wilson has tied the record. With Anaheim down 2-1, the Ducks tied the game at 2 thanks to Trevor Zegras.
Chance to get it to Shattenkirk, can't get it done. The penalty time is over with, and Washington will turn it over. Front of the net, McTavish, a shot, rebound, score! Trevor Zegras into an open side, and the Ducks score. They couldn't get it done on a power play, but they score even strength to tie up the contest at 2-2.
Zegras' 20th goal of the season, assisted by Mason McTavish and Kevin Shattenkirk. 60 minutes was not enough for the Caps and the Ducks, as the two would settle for the extra point in overtime. In the OT session, it was Tom Wilson who found the back of the net for the second time of the night.
2-2 game. Here comes TJ Oshie. Scored some of these goals over his career. Moving in, centers it, they score! Tom Wilson! After Oshie's put the puck in front of the net, Wilson to the net. No one was there except Gibson, and he deflected the pass in behind him. And the Capitals win the game 3-2, just 1:09 into OT.
3-2 was the final score as the Ducks picked up a point in the overtime loss. Here's what head coach Dallas Eakin said after the game.
Yeah, it was a bit blah for a while. But for us, I thought we had more energy than we had the other night against Chicago. We were clearly out of whack the other night with all the travel and playing 4 games in 6 days, I think. I thought we were a little bit better tonight, just getting some rest and some energy. But it was a bit of a crazy night on the bench. We had some guys fully invested on how we wanted to play, and we had three of those guys sitting on the bench in the first. Then we had another hiccup in the second period. It just kind of disrupted the flow of the game for all of our lines. But I thought our guys battled through it. We hung in there the best we could.
Ryan Strome also spoke during post-game availability.
I mean, I'd hope the guys have the same mindset I do, and I feel like the NHL is a privilege to play in, and I think no matter who you are or where you're at in your career, I think there's something to prove. And, whether you have a 10-year contract, I guess that's not even possible, 8-year contract, or if you're your first day with the team or whoever you are, I think you're always getting evaluated, and we're trying to build towards something here. And, whether it's this year, next year, the year after that, I think if you're not taking strides in that direction, I think you're going to be – if you're not toeing the line, you're gonna be out of here. So I think we're trying to find guys right now that are part of that group. And if there's guys here that don't think there's a lot to play for themselves or for the team, then the NHL is a tough league, and that would be a tough reality check. So I think our guys have a really good attitude, but at this time of year, that's a fair question. I think it's definitely a unique time, and the one part of this business that isn't the most enjoyable, but it's a hammer dealt with.
The Ducks will be back in action on Friday as they'll host the Montreal Canadiens. Puck drop for the contest will be at 7 p.m. with the pregame show beginning on Ducks Stream at 6:30. That'll do it for this edition of Ducks Rewind.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on Ducks Stream.